Sewell, 22 West Drive. Mayor, it's good news from the CFO that there's a hefty fund balance going forward. But may I remind you, wait till that 2020 census comes out and see if I'm not dead right about how you've chased the senior citizens out of Margate. It's a disgrace. $35 millions of dollars in new ratables each and every year. Mayor, being cognitively impaired, you have an excuse for not being able to appreciate the gravity of the impact of your fiscal irresponsibility. However, your two co-conspirators, the youngins, have no excuse whatsoever. They could and should realize words mean something. Your Goomba Giovanni stands right here time and again, swearing in cops and firemen. The oath of office is the exact same as you three amigos, banditos, took, but totally ignore and make a mockery of. When you all swore to uphold the New Jersey State Constitution, it means just what it says. You uphold the state constitution in its totality, not just parts you might agree with or favor. It's abundantly clear that you refuse to uphold the thorough and efficient clause by failing all seven indices of efficiency year after year. When inquiring taxpayers ask where all the money has gone, the answer is simple. You're blowing over $13.5 million yearly on two white elephant redundant schools. It's an absolute disgrace not to do what needs to be done. Spending $32,129 per student per year is insane, crazy, and ridiculous. But you three prefer to financially rape, rob, and pillage the senior citizen taxpayers. The only way to staunch this spendthrift melee is to ask each and every member of the school board whether or not they can uphold their sworn oath to furnish a thorough and efficient education. If they can't or won't, such members should be asked to step down ASAP, and fiscally prudent people like Art Cotilli must be appointed to effectuate real change. This boutique nonsense of kindergarten classes of just 10 students must cease at once. And like Linwood, half day must be had. Little five-year-old boys were never designed to sit still and not fidget on a full day schedule. They end up being labeled and stigmatized as ADHD. And they learn to hate school. Hence, 9 years later, and $250,000, 44% of them can't do standard math and meet minimum math expectations. This is abhorrent, this is a disgrace, and you three are the author of it. Shame on Mayor, the time's going to go by.
I know. Fast enough, John.
The truth will set you free, Mayor.
Art Cotilli, 114 North Lancaster Avenue. Many, many times you've heard John talk about thorough and efficient. And yes, that's really important. But there is a step after that. And that step is that the state is watching. The state is requiring our little school system to report these yearly. And every year, we continue to report our unfavorable, as the state would put it, unfavorable seven items of efficiency. We are waving a piece of meat in front of a hungry lion. That's what I feel. Sooner or later, this lion's going to get you. And all of it depends on one item. We have too much infrastructure for too few students. It's that basic. And we have a way to end this, a way to correct this situation, which now makes us so weak because we have two half-empty buildings, is to close a building. Wouldn't it be nice if we had one building that was 85% full and we had all of our items of efficiency way up? That would be wonderful. And we'd stop this possibility of the state stepping in. We need a plan. And one of the things in the plan is to decide which school we're going to, which building we're going to keep. And then start to get permission and then start to turn around and find out what is necessary to correct the difficulties in the one building so that it could accept the children from the other building. A lot of this can be done over the summertime. Shortly, we're going to take a class of 44 in Ross and move them on into Tye. And what are we going to replace that with in Ross? A class of 20 that we now have for kindergarten? Are we going to get another class of 20 and then break it into two classes of 10? This can't go on. If you drop 20 more students like that, it's going to be from 370, they're going to go for the first time ever below 350 in Ross. I think something's got to be done. And if you're worried about the little kids bumping into the big eighth graders, that's no problem because the kindergartners don't move. They stay in the same room. I know this was a concern. There's also a room in Tye that's called the green room. It's connected to the center there. And it has a bathroom for the boys and girls right there. It's called the green room that my granddaughter told me is completely empty. The only thing in there is a piano. So that could easily be used.
Thank you, Art.